Hachette Audio presents Waking Lions, written by Ayelet Gandar Goshen, read by Paul Boehner. Dedication for Yoav. He's thinking that the moon is the most beautiful he has ever seen when he hits the man. For the first moment after he hits him, he's still thinking about the moon, and then he suddenly stops, like a candle that has been blown out. He hears the door of the SUV open and knows that he's the one opening it, that he's the one getting out now. But that knowledge is connected to his body only loosely, like a tongue skimming over gums shortly after a Novocaine injection. It's all there, but different. His feet tread the desert gravel, and the crunching sound he hears confirms that he's walking. Somewhere beyond the next step, the man he hit is waiting for him. He can't see him from here, but he's there. Another step, and he's there. He slows down, tries to delay that final step, after which he'll have no choice but to look at the man lying on the side of the road. If only he could freeze that step. But of course he can't. Just as he can't freeze the previous moment, the exact moment he ran him down. The moment a man driving an SUV ran down a man walking on the road. Only the next step will reveal whether that man is still a man or is now something else. The mere thought of the word paralyzes him, because when he takes that last step, he might discover that the man is no longer a man, but the cracked, empty shell of one. And if the man lying there is no longer a man, he cannot imagine what will become of the man standing there, shaking, unable to complete one simple step. What will become of him? Part 1. Chapter 1. The dust was everywhere, a thin white layer, like the icing on a birthday cake no one wants. It had...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?